And I'm trusting God that as you have joined us for this broadcast, the Spirit of God is going to touch you in a special way in Jesus' name.
When you say you love somebody and you have judgment in your heart against the same person, you do not love such a person. When you confess that you love a person and you are suspicious of every of his moves and is also suspicious of yours, there is no way you people can live in unity. Hence, you need somebody to report to. The reason why you always need somebody to report to is because you don't have love. If you have love, you can resolve whatever issue it is between yourselves, but you don't even know that you don't have love. And whoever you are reporting to, how do you know that the person has love? Religion is not our problem. It is those who have used religion as an instrument to keep the people in disunity that are the real problem. The worst thing that can ever happen to a society is when ignorance is administered. There's a possibility for you to hear a lot of things and ignorance is being ministered to you. God is good. The beauty of religion is not in its defense, it's in its use. I am Apostle Solomon Paul, and I'll be taking you on a journey to liberation and a journey into the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is within us, according to Luke 17:21. I'm a voice, and I'll continue to speak till the whole world hears, in Jesus' name. You are blessed to bless others. You should do well to share the broadcast that has blessed you with your neighbor so that they can receive as you have received. The Bible says, freely were you given, and freely you should give. I pray that as you do so, you would be blessed in a special way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Overcoming judgment and condemnation. Are you ready? The Word of God says that there is now no condemnation to him that is in Christ Jesus. Who is that person the Bible is referring to? The Bible is referring to the followers of Christ. Those who have believed in Christ, who have confessed him as their Lord and Savior. The Bible said that there is now no condemnation to those who have what? Believed, confessed him as Lord and Savior. God is good. Understanding is key. It will only take understanding to interpret and demystify the mysteries that are in the Word of God. Understanding. Please do well in your quiet time to pray for understanding, because understanding will help you to see things the way the person who is talking to you, or the angle which a person is talking to you is seeing it from. Now, the Word of God, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit, those who received it had a particular understanding. And if you pray for understanding, you will be able to connect with the intention behind why what is said is said, and why what is done is done.
overcoming judgment and condemnation. Have you noticed that a lot of Christians, or even you, used to unconsciously see yourself always ready to analyze an issue and take a stand on the issue because of the way we are brought up in our societies today? You always on the alert to assess a conversation that you're having with somebody or an event that is taking place, and you'll be too quick to take a stand. You want to take a stand, and the stand is usually between, is it good or bad? If you have been programmed in that manner, you need to have your mind renewed, because that was not the original way God intended your mind to function. God's original plan on how your mind should function was never for you to use it as a place whereby you begin to judge whether something is good or bad. If you are on the side of making judgments unconsciously, you are unconsciously, unintentionally trying to overthrow God. That is the way God sees it. And if you do it all the time unconsciously, you are ready to take a stand all the time. You are trying to displace God in your life. And if you displace God in your life, you have become the new idol that you worship. You are now worshiping yourself. Every time you judge somebody, you are trying to tell God that he is not worthy to be your God. That you are a God to yourself, which used to make you end up doing things the hard way. And of course, the word of God says that by power and might, if you remove God out of your equation, what you are left is what? Power and might. And the scripture says that by power and might shall no man prevail. So this is just one of the ways you try to displace God anytime you judge. Judging may not necessarily mean that you call somebody evil or bad. Just like the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, the law they are all used to suggest that she should be what? Stoned. But the custodian of salvation, who has come to restore us back, who embodied salvation, redemption, said she was not supposed to be stoned. The one who has brought us redemption is aware that everything God Almighty made is good. Are we together? As far as God is concerned, everything he has created is good. Whether you like it or not, whether you choose to see it or not, everything he created is good. How did judgment enter into the world? Because if you must overcome judgment, you need to know the history of judgment and condemnation. Judgment and condemnation is in our consciousness, but you can overcome it. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. I read, "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also is in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." I read again. I will continue with 16 and 17. "And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat, But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat, for in the day thou shalt eat of it, thou shalt surely die. God Almighty made every beautiful tree. He made herbs that can support life as well. But he told them that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat of it. Because if you eat of it, you will die. As soon as man eats from that tree, man became conscious of good and evil. Man began to become conscious of judgment. I mean, judgment mentality. It opened man's understanding on what? Good and evil. Whereas before then, everything God made was what? Good. In other words, both evil and good was good to God. But when man had access to that tree, Bible says man died. The moment you begin to judge, you have cut off your connection from God. Because you are indirectly telling God that what he did is not good. Whereas, originally, everything God Almighty made was good. Since man became conscious of good and evil, man lost his spiritual consciousness. He died spiritually. So he became more conscious about what is on the outside, how he looked. They were naked. If we cover up in a particular way, it will look better. How can I be the one that will name elephant? Elephant is not wearing clothes. Means I'm not wearing clothes. Pride came in. Comparison came in. Judgment came in. And God Almighty said, ah, where are you? I said, I'm hiding. Why are you hiding? I'm naked. Who told you you are naked? Their consciousness of good and evil. And before then, man was more conscious of who he is in God and not what he looked like on the outside. Am I communicating? Now, after man lost that position, judgment and condemnation now grew and had so much muscles. The knowledge of good and evil now grew and had so much muscles. The way you follow God is the way God Almighty will follow you. And God Almighty now helped them to crown it later on. He gave them the commandment, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Abi, it's law. Those who are conscious of good and evil need to be guided by law. Am I communicating? Those who live in love don't need law. God is good. Now, man began to struggle with what? Judgment and condemnation. And God Almighty was following them with the judgment and condemnation. He was following them behind. Thou shalt not kill. What will make a man to kill another person is because he feels that he's better than the other man. And that man does not deserve to be alive because he is good or he's not good enough. Am I communicating? That is the history of how judgment and condemnation entered into the world. Are we together? And God Almighty needed to manage the people before redemption. Hence, he sent Moses. And they were given what? The law. As people were living in judgment and condemnation, they were fully disconnected from God. Fully. Because as far as God is concerned, everything he made is good. But man decided to see from different angles. And God Almighty began to follow man. Whatever you say on earth shall be said in heaven. Until Christ came. Christ came to restore man back to who he was before he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that was what Christ expressed during his ministration on earth, even before he sacrificed himself, which made him to freely associate with what the Pharisees and the Sadducees do not see as good. He also related with the everyday people. The woman that was caught in the act of adultery, he related with that woman. And he told them that no, the only way he could justify that woman is to make those people see themselves too. That they themselves too were not good. If they want to say she's not good. So that was how he rescued the woman, in order to make the woman good. What you see wrong in others is wrong in you already. Am I communicating? That calls for deep reflection. You that is judging others, it is because you too, you are not good. That's why you are judging others. When you are living in a consciousness of watching out for people's mistakes and errors, you are keen into imperfection. And if you are keen into imperfection, you will never be qualified for anything good before God. You use your hand to key into imperfection. Whereas Jesus Christ says, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Do you know that you can actually be perfect? You can actually be living a very, very perfect life. When you walk with divine instruction, that's where you'll be perfect. When you're always conscious of His indwelling presence, always you remain perfect. But the world says no one is perfect. It's a general notion, but we can be perfect, like Christ said. He said, be thou perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. It is very, very possible to assess perfection. You assess perfection when you stop judging others. Are we together? Because God Almighty did not send you to be a judge. Judging others will not give you an edge over others. Your judging somebody will not make you stand a better chance or favor before God. Because God is not a man. Now, if we all can understand that accepting Christ means embodying everything He has said. What are the things that Christ said? He expressed what He is about. When He said in Matthew 7 verse 1, He said, do not judge. He said, the measure in which you judge others will you also be judged. But a lot of times, you can be inspired by the Holy Spirit to do what? Put somebody right. It doesn't mean you are judging the person. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. Am I communicating? You can be led by the Holy Spirit to do what? Put somebody right. Just like the way Prophet Nathan came to put King David right. Prophet Nathan did not come to condemn King David. He came to make him see the wrong he had done. He didn't say, for this you have done, so, so and so will happen. He didn't judge and condemn him. He only came to reveal to King David what was wrong in what he has done. Simple. And he left it. Am I communicating? It doesn't mean he was living in judgment. Bible says that God is a righteous judge, because sometimes human being can judge because of how he feels at the moment. And that's the reason why he didn't give human being the capacity to do what? To judge. God is good. It doesn't mean somebody cannot embody the presence of God so much that he can pronounce something against you. That's not judgment. He only embodies the presence of God and he pronounced and it came to be. Am I communicating? It doesn't mean when I come here now and declare that it should not be well with this, that I'm living in judgment. No. God is good. Nobody sits high enough in a position to judge another person, no matter how spiritual that you are. Except if you embody the presence of God and He's working through you. Confessing Christ as your Lord and Savior is not enough. You need to see the reasons why you must follow what He is saying. And one of the things He said is do not judge. He's telling you not to judge in order to deliver you from the consciousness of what? Judgment and condemnation, which sprang from the seeds of the knowledge of good and evil. And once you are in the consciousness of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which was sustained in life of man for a long time, you are against God already, and God Almighty is against you. Because
You can't overthrow God. When you judge your neighbor, you are telling God Almighty that he is not worthy enough to be able to preside over the issue. Before Christ came, David was praying, "Oh Lord, fight against them that fight against me." And this is a king that had all the old armor. In other words, he's still committing the battle to the Lord. Once you overcome the consciousness of judgment and condemnation, you'll be brought back to that place where God said everything is good. And once everything is good, then you can be on the same frequency with God. And if you're on the same frequency with God, His Spirit is with you. And if His Spirit is with you, then you are alive. Am I communicating? Bible says that the day you eat from the tree of knowledge and good, of good and evil, you surely die. Die does not necessarily mean you give up in the body. In other words, you die in the spirit. You no longer see God. You no longer see yourself the way God is seeing you. You no longer see God the way you should see God. You'll be the one that will be saying, "God, when? God, why me?" Because you don't even know why things are happening around you. Whereas, book of Amos 3 verse 7, it says, "God does nothing without revealing it to his what? Servants and also the prophets." And the Bible says, "In the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh." My spirit will be with them, Abby. They will prophesy and they will dream dreams. Am I communicating? Naturally, you'll be aware because his spirit is with you. You will not want to react out of impulse. Those who are led by the Spirit of God will only do so when they align themselves with the Spirit of God. And you can align yourself with the Spirit of God simply by not judging others. You just connect easily with the Spirit of God. Judgment will be far from you. You will love everybody the way God Almighty loves them, in as much as you see the wickedness in them. The disciples of Christ were pure examples of those who followed the teachings of Christ. They did not judge and condemn this man called Saul. Am I communicating? While people were seeing him as a killer, they were seeing him as somebody in need of salvation. Because if he had arrived at salvation, he won't do the things he is doing. He will love everybody for the reason why he should love them. I mean, for the reason why God Almighty loves them. To connect with God is very easy. Simple teachings of Christ will help you to connect back. And when you connect back, you'll be restored back to the position God Almighty originally made you. Am I communicating? In other words, you'll be doing things with ease. Everything will be what? Easy. Because to be doing things by the help of the Holy Spirit is to do things with ease. The things you're supposed to struggle for, they'll be running after you. Am I communicating? You will not chase money. Money will do what? Chase you. You will not pursue connection. Connection will do what? Come to you. Because the Spirit of God will make it happen. That is when you can say that you are living by grace. To be living by grace is to simply live according to God's complete supply. Am I communicating? He will plan everything from beginning to the end. Your only job to do what? Align. I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. There are some battles that God Almighty does fight for his people. He will fight for you. Some of the prayer points you should raise, and you raise them in misconception and misunderstanding. Sometimes it comes as a result of what? The seed of judgment that was already implanted in you. Because if not, God Almighty is strong enough to defend himself. And those who think they can fight for God, you cannot fight for God. If you are fighting for God, you are trying to make the God you are fighting for impotent. Those that fight for God have declared their own God impotent. And God Almighty does not fight for those who fight for him, because he's strong enough to defend himself. Ask Prophet Jeremiah in the scriptures, he will tell you. Prophet Jeremiah spoke a word and God Almighty slew about over 10,000 soldiers at a go. He said, "Son of man, prophesy." And he prophesied their end, and all of them what? Died mysteriously. The walls of Jericho, who carried sledgehammer,
to pull down the buildings. They only followed the instruction, move around the walls of Jericho. And as they move, they only obeyed an instruction coming from the prophet Joshua. As they moved around the walls of Jericho, God Almighty perfected it. You cannot fight for God. And you cannot judge for God. That's what I'm saying. God is strong enough, is educated enough to defend himself, both verbally and what? Physically. Those times you are praying against those enemies, do you know what God Almighty says he has something to do with them? He says something, he has an assignment they need to fulfill. Whether you see them, whether they are good to you or they are bad to you, it's not God's business. As far as he has an assignment for them, you cannot kill them. You must for the Jesus of Christ because it's for your own good. When Christ says, if you are slapped in the left cheek, turn the right cheek. Christ knew that anyone that is conscious of God's presence and the person receives slap and the person turns the other place and the person is bold enough to continue with the other cheek and the person does not judge the slap, God Almighty will deal with that person himself. Am I communicating? He will even visit the sin to the third and fourth generation. God Almighty may have a better plan that is worse than the one that you feel you want to see. Do you understand what I'm saying? Which will make the person suffer longer than expected. Was it not the whole king that God Almighty made to enter into the bush for 14 years? A whole king that was anointed, that presides over a whole nation. A whole king. And this whole ideology of revenge and non-love among us was a suggestion by some miscreants that feels that in order to be in control, people should not understand each other. Am I communicating? Because if everybody understands each other and everybody is living in love, there will be no need for government. In conclusion, in order for you to overcome judgment, you must understand how judgment came in the first place and also embrace the remedy for the judgment, which is aligning with the teachings of Christ. Judging others without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit will only keep you at loggerheads with God. I pray the Lord blesses his words in our hearts in Jesus' name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.